I come from a very dysfunctional upbringing, and both of my parents grew up in very traumatic households. So my mom grew up in a Buddhist upbringing, and my dad had a very traumatic childhood with his father leaving the family for Scientology when he was age 11, and as he had to put his mom into a mental institution. So this is where the generational curses of my story begin. The trauma of him not having a childhood and then being kind of married to this woman that wanted to have children when he didn't want to have children. So I believe I was born and not wanted from the time that I was born. I was wanted by my mother, and I don't believe I was wanted by my father. And I don't blame him for that because of what he lived through. He had a lot to work through, and he didn't have a chance to do that. He had kids right away, and he had a lot of kids. So I was the oldest of five, and my mom got saved when I was very young. I was probably about 3 or 4 years old, and she got filled with the Holy Spirit and started going to church. And I think she just took my dad along for the ride. I don't really know if he actually signed up for it on his own. I feel like he just kind of went along with it. But I was greatly affected by the relationship I had with God at a very young age. I asked Jesus in my heart at 4 years old. And I had an encounter with God in my room, and it was so real, and he was so present, and he filled me with so much joy. I felt the love of God in my life. And so even though I didn't enjoy the love of my earthly father, he was there in a physical sense, but he wasn't there emotionally, he wasn't supportive spiritually. He didn't really guide me in anything in life. I felt very alone. When I would go into my bedroom and I would talk to God, I felt like I had the presence of the Father with me. So there was something about God that felt I was connected to from a very young age. So I really loved the Lord, and I wanted to serve him and be a missionary from the time I was a little kid. That's what I wanted to do.
Wow. Okay. Your life took quite a drastic turn from that. But I want to ask, from the relationship with your parents, maybe even a little bit more so with your dad as well, there seemed to be a distance. You said you weren't wanted. It seems like that was connected with your desire to start modeling, because modeling, you get praises and all of that. So were those two things connected? And when did you start to have a desire for modeling?
I don't really think it was connected per se. I remember as a child, because I grew up in a very legalistic home, my parents took me to a Baptist church where we went to church Monday through Friday. I had chapel, and Wednesday night and Sunday morning and Saturday night visitation. So we were pretty much there all the time. And we weren't allowed to listen to rock and roll music. We weren't allowed to wear cool clothes. So we weren't allowed to watch movies. So I felt like I was forced to be a nerd. And I didn't like that. I wasn't really allowed to talk to public school kids. And we only had 35 people in my class from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade. I pretty much grew up with the same group of kids. And it was under 40 people. So I had a very small existence, and it was very depressing to me. We were poor. I would come home to a house that was filled with furniture that didn't match, didn't have good food. And I would go into my bedroom and not be allowed to watch TV. So I would read books all day, and I would fantasize about the outside world and what life could be outside of my house. And I remember just reading about these glamorous Hollywood stars, right? And I just wanted to be anybody but myself. And so I resonated with stories like Marilyn Monroe, who grew up in poverty, who had rejection. And I said, well, she created something beautiful out of her life, even though she started off that way. And we all know how that story ends, right? It's not a good story. But when you're young, you just see the glamorous and beautiful parts of it. So when I was young, I wanted to be an actress. So I actually did a lot of plays and won some competitions in my school. And I thought I wanted to be an actress because when I stepped into a role, I felt alive. I felt excited about life. I felt like anything was possible as an actress. when I was stuck in my real everyday life, I felt so confined and so depressed with the reality. It was like being another person was very satisfying to me. So I thought that was where I was going to go with my life. I thought, I'm going to be an actress. And I told that to my mom. And she just said, oh my gosh, all those women are whores. That's horrible. Why would you want to do that? And I was thinking in my head, just because you're a beautiful woman doesn't make you a whore, you know? And I didn't know as a child what it took to make it in Hollywood. I just thought that that was a very closed-minded way of thinking. And I've always been very artistic, love the arts, love beauty, love fashion. So to me, it was very glittery and fun. And my mom pretty much forbid me. And I thought, wow, that's weird. Everything fun, everything great, she seems to not like. And I just felt like she was very closed-minded. And I said, I'm going to make it in Hollywood. I'm going to prove to you that you don't have to be a whore to do it, that you just have to be talented and you have to work hard and you have to want it. And I had all those things. So I figured if I just threw in the pot of working hard and going for it, I didn't have to compromise myself. So I actually started out wanting to be an actor. And I heard that the actors usually started out as models. So I'm only 4'11", very short, but I had a man actually sexually abuse me when I was, I think I was around the age of 15. And he told me that I was ugly. And that really hurt my heart so bad. And I felt like if I was a model, that he was wrong. So I almost took it as a challenge to, okay, you say that about me. I'm going to be a model no matter what my size is. I'm going to feel beautiful no matter what you say. And yeah, I just started little jobs and they became bigger. And I figured out my niche was really doing swimsuit and lingerie work because petite models could work in that way. Or they could do beauty products and beauty things. And so I worked as a model, as a small-time model, doing those things.
Okay, so we see the theme of rejection coming again, right? The reason why you started in modeling was partly because you wanted to be an actress, but also because you wanted to prove your mom that she was wrong, that you could be an actress and not be a whore. And you also wanted to prove that abuser that you were beautiful. So it's trying to prove yourself to other people. And now let's go to the time where you went to college, because that was quite a significant turning point in your life. So can you talk about why you decided to go to college and how that experience was for you?
Well, it's interesting because most parents want their kids to go to college, right? That's their dream. And my parents didn't actually want me to go to college because they were poor and they didn't have any money. And so they just figured that would be a waste of finances for them. And they couldn't spread it out amongst five children. So they actually discouraged me from going to college. And my grandfather did as well. He just said, you can be a secretary. That's a waste of money. And it really hurt my heart because I felt like everything I wanted, it was an argument. I had to prove it. I had to want it. I had to fight for myself all the time. And I'm just like looking around and seeing other parents supporting their children going to college. And it made me feel really bad about myself. I already struggled with a learning disorder. And so I worked very hard to overcome that and study around it and work my way through it, despite a lot. Excuse me. Despite a lot of challenges with that. And so I ended up graduating, I think, number five in my class, which in my small class isn't that great. But for me, it was a big deal because of my learning disability. And it's called dyscalculia, and it's kind of complicated, but it's kind of like dyslexia, but with math. And you have to just look it up. It's kind of a little complicated. And it wasn't diagnosed, so I just kept being told that was stupid. And so between my parents not supporting me, wanting to go to school, my grandfather telling me that I was stupid or that it was a waste of money, sorry, and then my teachers telling me that I was stupid, I was determined to prove those people wrong and go to school. And I said, you cannot take this dream from me. Like everybody wanted to squash down every dream that I had. And so I said, I'm going to make it. I'm going to go and I'm going to figure out a way, because everyone who goes has to figure out. Some people have wealthy parents, but some people are able to do it. And I just forced myself to do it. So I got accepted and I was so excited to get accepted. And then I get on campus and nobody could help me figure out the classes. I didn't know there was things like guidance counselors, because I didn't have that in my small high school. We just didn't have that role. And so when I was signing up for classes, I was just pulling students aside going, are you a freshman? Like, what do you sign up for? How do you do this? I had no idea what I was doing, because neither of my parents went to college. They didn't know. So I really was lost in that way. And I was rejected again by my peers. Everyone thinking, oh, who's this nerd all excited? You know, it was like I was released into the real world for the first time in my life. And I was so overstimulated by all the choices, rock music, anthropology, sociology. These ideas and concepts had never even in my little world were so new to me. Even evolution was never taught to me. So I was learning all these new things and very overwhelmed by the worldly parties that were happening around me, the drinking. I was just new to all of it. And it was very overwhelming. And I was very lonely.
Yeah. It's again, it's the rejection. It comes back in so many different ways from different people.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the main recurring theme of your story. But you said this was the beginning of things going down. So let's talk about when you got into stripping. So first of all, why did you feel the need to become a stripper? And second, why was that appealing to you?